an individual, that you're different from other people, especially older people. Do you think there might be something in that?
Yeah, there could be, I guess.
I remember how much my father hated the way I looked. And of course, it's not just about the look, is it? There's a whole culture with its own language, its own music, and so on. And all those elements are still alive today. Isn't that right?
Yes, most likely.
Right. There are some things that don't change, like the need for young people to express themselves differently, to find their own voices, their own clothes, hairstyles, and interests. And these are the kinds of things I want you to think about in your assignment. What's new? What's old? What does your look say about you? For example, if a man wears a shirt and tie every day and has a short conservative hairstyle, what is he saying?
That he's my father?
Or mine.
3. Listen and understand.
So what I'm saying is that some aspects of society change, but many of the basic things stay the same.
Like what, for example?
Well, take trends in clothing fashion.
But don't fashion trends change all the time?
Well, yes and no. For instance, what would you call your look, Megumi?
Well, I suppose it's called punk.
Yes, and it's quite similar to what I wore when I was in high school, back in the 1970s. I even dyed my hair pink, like yours.
The 1970s? You mean they had punk back then?
Yes, there's nothing really new about punk, or the attitude behind it.
What do you mean?
Well, let's ask Megumi. Why do you present yourself in this way?
I'm not exactly sure. I just like it, I guess.
Or maybe you want to show that you've changed, that you're